Orange in the Central West, 105.1 Triple M. We're brought to you thanks to Harvey Norman in the Orange Grove Homemaker Centre. Now, there are a series of concerts happening at the Kinobalus Dance Hall, and it's titled Handpicked at the Kinobalus Dance Hall. They've had one, and the second one is coming up this Thursday, and it is fantastic. Joining us online from the house band, it is the one and only Kyle Manning. Good morning to you, sir.
Morning, Gilly. It's been a while.
It has been a while. You well?
I'm pretty well, as far as I know.
That's good. That's good. All right, the first one. As I say, it happened a month or two ago. The music of the one and only John Mayer.
That was a great gig, yeah. My mate Luke Ferguson, who's sort of living back in the region now because of all the COVID stuff, he took the lead on that one. And we did that one just as the house band. Sold out, and it was just a great evening. Bernard and Fee Hall have got a really good thing going on out there. They've opened up their Kinobalus Dance Hall to be another live music venue, which Orange, desperately needs.
Yeah. All right. Tell us about the house band, firstly.
Well, the house band is Matt Arthur on guitar, a Sydney muso who moved up here about 6 or 7 years ago now, and has done the tree change to make Orange home, and has just become one of the really, quintessential figures in our scene now, both as a teacher and a performer. Fantastic guitarist, absolute weapon. Luke Ferguson on the bass, another, famous music family in Orange, the Fergusons. There's plenty of those guys wielding guitars around here and singing beautifully. And then on drums, we've got Dave Ferry, who's an old mate of mine. We played together years ago, and then he moved into the Sydney scene, played with some of the big hitters in Sydney, including Doug Parkinson and people like that, and myself on keys. So that's the sort of core of it, and we've got a few depth if we can't do the gig. So it's really good to see like a true house band happening in Orange now for an artist to stand in front of.
Yeah, absolutely. And what an artist you've got, because this Thursday you'll be featuring the music of Roxette and the Eurythmics, and you've got none other than Kath Adams fronting.
Another one of our great little old mates, Luke and Dave and I actually had a band with Kath, back in about 2008 called the Royal Family of Groove. And we played around Orange and the Central West for years there. So it's almost a reformation in that way, but it's so good to have Kath back on stage. She's these days, post-voice, she's a teacher and a mum and a farmer, and she's just singing like a bird. We had rehearsal yesterday, and she just absolutely hit it out of the park.
Wow. Okay, tell us about the notion of Eurythmics versus Roxette. How's this going to work on stage?
Well, I think we're going to do a set of Eurythmics and a set of Roxette, and then if the audience are kind enough to encore us, we might blend it up at the end. I think back in the 80s, and you and I can unfortunately remember that, Gilly, there was always this kind of rivalry between Roxette and the Eurythmics, but it wasn't driven by the band. It was probably driven by the management. But everyone saw these two power duos, one from Sweden and one from Britain, and they really, you've got your Hall & Oates obviously up there at the top, but in terms of, girl-boy duos, they were the two that spring to mind.
Yeah, absolutely. Here's a bit of trivia for you. Do you know where the Eurythmics formed?
Now, hang on. I know this is a quirky fact, right? Is it Australia?
It is.
In Albury or something,
isn't
it?
It's in Wagga. Yeah, it's in Wagga. That's where the Eurythmics formed. They were on some musical spectacular, and Annie Lennox and Dave Stewart sat down and said, let's do this together. And they did, and let's say the rest
quirky,
is history.
Yeah,
absolutely.
They should really go back and do a big gig there, but I'm sure they won't.
I'm sure they won't. All right, of course, on the night, there's going to be food, drinks, et cetera. What's the details?
Oh, look, it's just a great night. Like, we're heading into winter in Orange now, and I'm sure Bernard will light the big fire pit out the front of the hall, and it's obviously going to be nice and toasty in the hall with a packed house. There's food, drinks. It's just like a great band night of the old school days. Where you put a band on in a hall and people would rock up and have a great time.
Yep, 6 to 9, so it's not too late for a school night either.
That's right. Yeah, it's very respectable.
Indeed. All right, you can get your tickets, Kinobalus Dance Hall Facebook page and Eventbrite. They are available for this Thursday's gig, where you'll see a fantastic band fronted by Kath Adams and comparing and enjoying the music of Roxette and the Eurythmics. I'm with Kyle Manning this morning. Mate, as always, a pleasure to chat. Good luck with the show this week, and thanks for your time.
Thanks so much, Gilly.